Figure Facts for Life.
We just want you to be healthy.
Health and happiness.
If you pay attention to what goes in your body, you'll be amazed at the results.
Fuel, nourish, and heal your body.
Eating healthy, well, that's everything.
Put the right fuel in. Take care of your engine.
Here's Roberta Gennaro.
Welcome to Figure Facts for Life. I'm your host, Roberta Gennaro. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist with over 30 years clinical nutrition experience and that wisdom and knowledge of my colleagues as well. I'm committed to help you understand how to better fuel, nourish, and heal your body for a great life. I wanted to focus today. It is actually National Women's Health Week. So it started on Mother's Day, and I just want to shout out to all the moms out there for all the great things you do. And actually, moms are pretty much the ones that make sure that their families are eating healthfully. So you really are a great influence on your spouses, your families, your children in general, how they're fueling their systems, what they're choices are because you're doing the grocery shopping. So it's so important. I brought Dr. Marco Dela Cruz back. We are actually going to do a two-part series for National Women's Health Week because I feel like, first of all, most of my clients are women, and it just pangs me when women struggle with any health or weight issues. So we're going to be talking in this first part of the podcast, and we're going to release this probably midweek this week, and we're talking about weight management and thyroid. What I saw clinically in my clinic, as well as in my outpatient practice, is that women that are struggling with losing weight, there's usually a couple reasons why that's happening. Because if they're physically active and their diet, their food choices are looking really good, you know, it could be a portion control issue. Possibly you could eat too much of a good thing, right? But you also can be having issues with thyroid function. And so I have Dr. Marco Dela Cruz from Whole Health MD here. Mm-hmm. He has, wow, over 36 years of clinical experience.
Yes.
As a family physician. And he's going to help us understand really what's the role of the thyroid in the body and what are symptoms that maybe that organ system is not, that gland, I guess, is not functioning properly. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes.
All right. So go ahead, doctor.
Well, you know, you picked a good topic because the thing about thyroid and a lot of my women patients know,
yes,
this, and like you said, right, I probably have more women clients,
right,
than men, but I, you know, I do have a lot of men as well.
Mm-hmm.
But thyroid is something that generally I see a lot of women come in frustrated because they've been going from doctor to doctor or even specialist, and they don't quite fix them right. It's interesting to point out that and I encourage women, please go look, but if you go online, I don't think there's any health topic that you can find mentioned so much, so many groups online as thyroid. And
absolutely,
there's so many books out there. One I think of, you know, Stop the Thyroid Madness, a very appropriate name. But a lot of it has to do that we generally don't do a real good job of treating it. And as I often tell my patients, if you have a chronic problem, it means there's no simple solution. Or you would fix it, the first doctor would have fixed it, like he fixed your sore throat, you know. But rather, you have to learn more. So I'm telling you, go online and start learning more. But there is a lot of undertreated and really underdiagnosed thyroid.
Right. So what exactly does the thyroid do? What's its function?
When we think of thyroid, we think mostly of metabolism. It does a lot of things. It affects health on so many levels. But more importantly, it has to do with your metabolism, right? So hyperthyroid, which is not as common,
right,
is, you know, people are jittery and they're losing weight. They can't keep the weight on. Much more common is hypothyroid. Very common. And because stress can bring it on, often happens a lot after childbirth. A lot of women with postpartum depression really are having thyroid issues that just weren't picked up.
Okay.
But what it means is you're not making enough thyroid hormone. And the main ideal symptom, or the classic symptoms, probably the main one would probably be tiredness. I'm always tired.
Okay.
Then the other one is I have trouble losing weight, and then I'm cold. I'm cold when people are warm.
Okay.
And then the other one that eventually that really brings them in is hair loss. you know, women. I understand they really worry about their hair. In our culture, especially, it's very, right, very important. But right. No, but they're losing their hair. But here's a tip for you. It's not real common, but when you start to lose the lateral ends of your eyebrows, that's thyroid.
That's thyroid.
That's hypothyroid.
Okay.
So there's a lot more symptoms. I give my patients a list with about 20 different symptoms, but those are the common ones, the ones that actually bring them in.
I know that I had a client who had severe dry skin.
Oh, that's another one. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Dry skin. Oh, something. Morning headaches. Headaches are only in the morning, and once you start moving, it goes away.
And why is that? I mean, is it just...
I couldn't tell you why. Okay. There's a lot of things we don't understand, like why the eyebrows?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the general thinning of the hair.
Okay.
Remember, that's tied to other things, too.
Right.
And that's what I have to help patients find out. But honestly, medicine is really meant to be mostly history. And then you use labs to verify, you know, what you suspect.
Right.
We tend to do a lot of testing, and sometimes we miss the point. But one thing I tell people, and the nice thing, as I said, I have patients that know more of this.
Right.
And they ask their doctor, please check a free T3, or please check my thyroid antibodies to see if I have thyroiditis on top of the low thyroid. Okay. That means inflammation in the thyroid.
Right.
Which will definitely interfere with the function of the thyroid.
Okay.
And sometimes the doctors don't agree with them, and I don't know. I try to make it a point to work with them. You
right.
know?
I actually, when we had lunch the other day, Dr. De La Cruz gave an informative luncheon to a group of women, which was really, mm-hmm. I thought, was fabulous. I mentioned I had a client that came to me, and when I looked at her caloric intake, she was averaging between 700 and 900 calories in a day. So about 800 on average. Mm-hmm. Now, she was on a thyroid medication, and she was exercising, walking to and from work, working out with a trainer 3 days a week, and doing that walk to and from work every day, which I think equated to about 40 minutes a day of cardio, and just not losing weight. And so she came to me, and when I identified that she was taking in such a low calorie level, I said, I think, you know, your body thinks you're fasting. Your whole metabolism will slow down mm-hmm. when that happens. So I had access, this was at Rush Medical Center, and I had access to a metabolic cart where it measures your resting metabolic rate or the calories you burn at rest. And that came back at 1,450 calories. I said, we've got to bump your food plan. I'm going to map it out for you and make sure you are following this to the T. She started losing a pound a week steady, 4 pounds a month, where before on that lower calorie level, she was either not losing weight or it was like a quarter of a pound in the week. It was really sluggish. Now, when she increases that, not only is she losing weight, but she went to her doctor and they had to lower her thyroid medication mm-hmm. because her metabolism picked up.
Isn't
because she was giving her body more fuel. So you got to fuel that engine.
Right. But also the point that it's more complex. You know, we tend to want to simplify things in medicine, you know, like straightforward.
Yeah.
I encourage you women, please learn about it. Because the way we were trained that this test called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, that it's the gold standard. Meaning if your TSH is up, you're low thyroid.
Right.
If your TSH is high, you're hyperthyroid.
Okay.
The other way around, I'm sorry. High TSH would mean the brain is trying to say make more
thyroid hormone.
And most doctors, even me, when I was back in my earlier years, the way I was trained, I would just only check TSH. So if that was normal, I would stop there. Now, you know, and what I really started to learn is the one time I saw a patient, and she came in and she just had the classic symptoms of thyroid.
Right.
You know, she was sluggish, dry skin, a few of the things we mentioned. Mm-hmm. And so I said, sure. Like I knew that. I did the TSH. It comes back a few weeks later. It's normal. No, it's not your thyroid. And then, but she, thank God she persisted. She came another month and we did, okay, I'll do it again for you. You know, 'cause I try to listen to them. But based on what I knew then, TSH is the gold standard.
Right. And TSH, just to clarify for mm-hmm. our listeners and our viewers, is thyroid stimulating hormone.
Right.
So if the body doesn't seem to be making enough thyroid hormone, there's a factor that stimulates the to make more. Okay.
And so fortunately, and it was a turning point in my approach to patients. So the third time, I said, look, your second test came back normal, but you know, you look like thyroid, so let me just give you a little bit of thyroid. So this is what I mean, the idea. I treated the patient, not the lab.
Okay.
And she comes to see me 3-4 weeks later, and her life was transformed. And I've had many cases like that where people come to me, and I've been on this thyroid, but my doctor won't increase it.
Right.
You know, I'm not bashing anybody. I'm just telling you, this is what has happened.
Right.
Because sometimes we were treating the lab. And so mostly what I do with any of you is, you know, come in. If you have the history, I explain it to you. But I encourage you to learn more about it. There's so much good knowledge online now.
Right.
Or at least take notes, and then we can discuss it.
And just explain briefly about the T3, the reverse T3, because conventionally they're not testing for the reverse T3.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So you're giving T4, which is the inactive form of thyroid, correct?
Right.
Assuming
but people don't
the
know
body
that.
Is going to...
People
assuming the body's going to convert it to the active form. But there are individuals out there that are not good converters.
No, right. What I've read is about 20% of women, first of all, cannot convert the T4, which is what you make, into T3. That's one part. And then there's medications that interfere with that. And stress will block that. Stress won't let you. And statin drugs can block that. So a lot of common drugs can block you from making the T3, which is the active one.
I see.
And unfortunately, until about 30 years ago, everybody used to get like natural thyroid, which they would get from the thyroids of animals,
from
cows. And that was fine for many, 40, 50 years. And then somebody came up with a great idea. Hey, why don't we make T4? It sounds like that's what your thyroid makes. And then we started giving it to everybody. But like we just said, not everybody can process it or can make the T3.
Right. So they're getting this medicine and they're still not feeling good. And that's kind of an indicator,
I think. That's what I've done often. Is I'll just either give them the natural one that has both.
Okay.
Or if they come in with the T4, the generic is levothyroxine. Then I might add T3. I prefer just giving them the natural one.
I see.
But again, you discuss it with them, and it makes sense. But the main thing is they feel better.
Right.
And then the metabolism, everything, all these things start turning around.
Okay. So I think the main takeaway for our listeners and our viewers is that as women, if something doesn't seem right, you know, make sure you're getting your body into your physician, especially a physician that has more of a functional medicine or integrative approach to their practice, so that they're looking at the whole picture as it relates to your thyroid. And I think that you'll find you'll get some great relief there. I just want to thank you, Dr. Adela Cruz, for coming in today to talk for Women's National Health Week about the thyroid and how to manage weight. I just want to put a shout out there too for Figure Facts. I work with people individually to help you learn how to manage your food intake so that you can manage your health and your weight for life. But I just want to thank you again for tuning in, listening in, and please check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Figure Facts LLC. That's all one word. And we just want to keep sending you more information, nutrition, dietetic information that's cutting edge so you can really stay in the know. Thank you again for joining me. I'm Roberta Gennaro, and ciao, ciao for now.